Good morning. Well, my mind is running in many directions this week, and my heart is full. Just got back from a very interesting trip, so I'm going to bore you with some of the stuff that happened to us. Some days, our senses were overwhelmed with God's beauty and nature, and then some days we were also overwhelmed with God's power. And when I was thinking about something to go along with this, I realized that there's actually a tremendous amount of scripture that speaks about the sea. And I'd like to talk, I'd like to read all of Psalms 107, but it's very awe-inspiring to see nature. Some things in nature are very, very small and very delicate appearing, and then other things in nature are very, very big and very powerful. Really felt like God was with us. Felt like we spent a lot of time doing adventurous, dangerous things. Mostly, I would say, the driving. I think some of my most terrifying moments were between Thompson Falls and here on the way home. After dark, on icy roads with a very large boat behind us. Maybe I'll go ahead and read Psalms 107 at this time. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, and that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of the Lord and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I'm trying to think here if this is the right chapter. I think this is right. Yeah, I'll continue on. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice and sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They sat down, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like drunken men and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers unto the wilderness, and water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, and for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causes them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and making him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. So there's a number of things that kind of happened on our trip. One of the things I think that I learned is you make lots and lots of plans. And this trip especially taught me to be flexible. Right off the bat, the very first afternoon we got there, we got into some very heavy weather. We were not making good headway, didn't get to where we wanted to, and it got very dark. No stars, no moon, no nothing. And so we wound up turning back and had a nice lighthouse and things. Everything worked out very good. And as soon as we kind of turned back and gave up, everything became very, very calm. It was just very interesting to see nature, how things can, in just a few minutes' time, things can start out so lovely, and all of a sudden you have a big storm. And then a little bit later, everything becomes so calm. So this happened like several different times. The one time we left where we had been for several days, that was just very, very spectacular. The furthest away that we were from anybody. And we had several days there where it was just so calm and so beautiful and peaceful. And then the morning, early in the morning, we left, and it was pretty rocky and stuff. And we're like, well, we want to, you know, get out of here and get closer to back to where we wanted to be, so we could come home on time. And we were missing our children pretty good by that time. Anyway, started out pretty rocky, then it started calming out. It was lovely, lovely sailing, and then it became so calm that we start up the engine. And then a few hours later, the wind started picking up again, and we went by some really neat rock formations and different things that we had wanted to see. And within a few minutes, it whipped up one of the biggest storms of the season while we were there, up to almost 50 miles an hour of wind. And which, you know, hearing that sounds pretty scary. Living through it for me now, in a way, I felt really good, because some of the things that we are afraid of sometimes aren't quite as bad as we thought they would be. Anyway, we were just a couple miles away from a very protected place, and God brought us there very, very nice and safe and sound. And then on our drive home, we started noticing these billboards, and there was nothing on these billboards. So some of them would have a few little shreds of paper and plastic. And the whole way through Mexico, they were all shredded off. So it was a pretty spectacular storm. Amazed at God's power and amazed at his beauty and amazed that, you know, we did snorkeling and stuff and seen really neat things under the sea that even in those, what we would consider very, very hostile environments, there is things there that are very, very delicate and very, very tiny and beautiful and intricate. And it just really spoke to me a lot how small we are and at the same time how big God is. And it just really impressed a lot on me to allow God. A lot of the time I would fight with the wind and different things and try to, because I had my plans. I wanted to go from here to there. I wanted to see this site. I wanted to see that. Did get to see a lot of really neat things, but did not get everywhere we wanted to go. But in some ways, just very much overwhelmed with how much beauty there is in nature. And when you relax and let God kind of let the wind and nature and let God take you in different ways, how incredibly beautiful and the experiences that we can enjoy if we let God kind of take us where he would have us to go. So, and you see there in that, in Psalms 107 there's a number of verses about how God can bring up a storm on the sea and how quickly it can just go to just a complete calm. And I guess that was really, really impressed me quite a bit in seeing some of the different things we've seen, especially with the sea and everything, how quickly it can be very powerful, and then just a little bit time later, things can just be almost completely flat. So anyway, I hope that draws our minds towards God, and I hope we have a wonderful service today and can think about him and how powerful and how he can guide and direct us and how our lives are in his hands. Ever since I've been home, I've been working every day, and I thought I was not going to work again till Monday. Kind of come back, kind of get hit with how fragile life is. You know, there's a lot of hurting people in our community, people dying. And like if we would just remember those in our community, they're hurting, and they don't have that anchor and that rock to hold on to and to pull them through. Let's pray at this time. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for who you are, and we thank you for your strength, and we ask that you would be with us when we feel small and have no strength. Lord, right now I think of those who are losing loved ones and people who are fighting for their life, and we just pray that you would bring peace to their hearts and their souls, and that you would draw them to you. And I just pray that you would be with this service and help us to lean heavily on you and to draw our strength from you. We ask that you would guide and direct our lives and that we could learn to trust in you, to follow your ways and to walk in your paths. And just pray that you would bless this service today. In Jesus' name, amen.